Welcome back. It's the Talks with Dutch and Link. I'm the CEO of the streets, the bully with the beat, the man that cannot be defeat. Merry Christmas. We are on Christmas Eve, and you know how I got the birthday boy himself, Mr. Savages of all savages, the king of all kings, the one, the only.
You know what it is, your boy Link, a.k.a. the king of savages, a.k.a. I'll make your grandma, your girlfriend, your wife, your side chick. It's Christmas Day. I know you fellas out there having a hard time delivering gifts to your neighbors and all your loved ones and your hoes and all your love. Don't say, what are we going to do today?
What?
Don't worry about it. It's 24.
You went like a
wreck. Make sure you make it home by 6 so your wife don't kill you. You know what time it is. I also got bath water for sale, last minute sale delivery.
Yo,
if you order right
get
now,
that Christmas shit, yo.
Amazon mail will have it by your door.
But not by Christmas, not by Christmas.
You got it by your door.
You got that emergency break?
Listen, I got that emergency.
You got that emergency
delivery.
Shit?
I got guys on standby ready to deliver.
With the brew?
With the brew, baby.
Oh,
you know what
shit,
I'm saying?
The home donkey.
Alone, don't worry about you home alone. Don't worry about it. I got your bath water, baby.
That's good service.
You already know.
And you know who we got?
Yes, Christmas Day, special weekend for us.
Talk about it.
My birthday.
Talk about it.
38, aka
38
in Spanish.
We put it out there.
38.
And you know who we got?
Got that 38 for you.
Mr. Facts. Mr. I know it all. Mr. I'm going to tell you if it's real or if it's not real.
I'm going to tell you if it's fucking fake like 28th Street, bitch.
Mr. Espinosa.
The E is silent because the Z is silent
because it put you to sleep, bitch.
It's silent tech guy, Mr. Flexman Snow It All, Mr.
Espinosa.
The Z is silent
because it put you to sleep, bitch. Yo, we here this Christmas special, this beautiful weekend because it's my cousin's birthday. I love him so much. We're going to have a great time on the show. We're pissed off because the Giants blew a fucking game. Knicks blew a game last night. Giants blew a game, but we're going to get to that. Let's get to some nice shit before we get into the reckless
this
shit.
This is not ESPN. This is not sports.
Nah.
This is not. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, okay?
Oh, I don't think we can use dun-dun-dun no more. Because I heard AEW bought dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I don't know about AEW, EW, AEW, my ball W.
Wait a minute. What he said?
The show going, baby.
All right. So we'll start with a bang. Let's do it right. Let me get my things out. Merry Christmas to all. Everyone in the world. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
For all my curry buzz in India. You know, kada.
What holiday did they celebrate?
I don't know.
See, I think you act like he was going to say something. You
some
know.
Shit with like big elephants and nosy reindeers.
Excuse him. I don't want to get into this shit right now.
Know.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And Merry Christmas to all. And if I miss anything, sorry, I don't know.
To all my caveman.
Huh?
Listen, to all my caveman brothers in the Afghanistan border, I appreciate y'all.
Facts.
Let's so about one radio on Wi-Fi.
He's on the wire. He's still in somebody else's Wi-Fi.
I think I can hear. I hear this guy American. Really funny. His name is Link. He's a fucking dick. I love that guy.
We're not even like 3 minutes into the show.
We just got three minutes into the fucking show.
We're not even 4 minutes into the show, and he's already being racist.
He's being racist.
I'm not racist. I'm an equal opportunities person. Okay, everybody equally gets it.
I don't even know what the fuck to say right there. Christmas!
I'm not a racist.
Santa's coming! Santa!
Well, so there's a beer. Santa's here and the beer's black.
I can't believe it. All right, moving forward.
Sit on my lap, you might not make it back.
Wait a minute. Hit the button!
What the fuck is he talking about?
They got a Spanish version for Goya commercial? With gingerbread?
Yes, that is what it is.
So, anybody drinking Coquito? Enjoy your eggnog Coquito.
Anybody drinking whatever you're drinking today, whatever is special.
If you're drinking right now,
tequila.
Salute and praise your glass to my cousin, the Savage One, Link, all right?
That's right.
His fucking weekend.
That's right.
Not day, it's weekend. So, let's get into some topics right now. Let's move forward. Let's get into some topics before we get into our Christmas stuff. How about that? Alright, topics. Anybody got some topics?
Tory Lanez.
Off the bat.
He hit it! It's going! It's out of the spot!
He's shooting everybody in the street.
Damn!
I was gonna wait for this one. He was like, dance, baby.
Hold on. Since Dan put the topic, Mr. Spose, talk about it.
All I gotta say is, for the record, before you move forward, if you're gonna shoot next time, this please have proper
please
aim.
Please tell me where the boy put my vest
on. Tory Lanez has proven that if you're short, aim high, Willis.
That was so low.
Aim high, Willis.
Hit the button. That was some savage.
Canada will have his rapper back soon.
in 23 years.
Wait, but he's getting okay, get to the whole thing. Talk right, a story.
Break it down.
All right.
So basically,
do your TMZ moment.
I'm pulling up all the facts right now.
Wow. Okay.
Facts.
He's really serious. His job today.
This guy right now is like a paralegal lawyer. He's pulling out all the facts. He's pulling out the folder. He doesn't know any detail. This is what we call proper podcast work.
He's working hard today.
By yours truly.
He's working hard, but he's working hard today.
I got you. Your computer sucks still, so I have to bring out Chrome.
Dang, you put your shit out there.
Why I gotta make fun of the hardware that we use for the show?
Word up, man. This is what we got. All right, we on a budget. All right. Listen, if anyone wants to go fund us, we need a little new laptop. We need some microphones.
Listen, if I had to fuck all our sponsorships,
Link fucked all our sponsorships up. So we ain't got nothing.
I think the only watch we have left is that Curry Cola.
That's it. We ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing.
The only reason why we have that sponsorship, you know what I said, the fucker's saying.
We ain't got nothing. All right. Spoza, what you got, Espinoza?
So after a long legal battle from Friday all the way to Sunday, yesterday.
From Sunday to Friday, you mean?
No. From I think it was this week and Friday. Or maybe it was from last week, Sunday.
I'm saying.
Something like that.
I mean, we said Friday to Sunday. We haven't got Sunday yet.
I forgot it's not Sunday yet.
This is the facts, guy.
Are you like in the future? Really?
Yeah, Sunday to Friday. It's Sunday to Friday, yeah. So, yeah, I'm in the future. So.
They got powers?
Okay. So, after being convicted of three felony counts, assault with a semi-automatic handgun,
I don't believe it.
Carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence, he faces more than 20 years in prison and could be deported to Canada.
I take the deportation.
Deported to Canada?
No, yeah. Not even or. And.
So after 20 years, he's going to just get deported after that? I thought they deport you.
Well, I didn't deport and get locked up. Or probably locked up and deported. Either way.
So the question is he going to get Canadian bacon or regular bacon? American. That's what I love.
Sentencing is scheduled for January 27th.
I'm mad. I'm just mad. Period. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, but I'll let you talk first. What's your thoughts? Thanks.
I will turn
next time, hit the target. Next time, don't get caught in a situation with a bitch like that. I'm sorry, but... You know, I told you earlier off the air, yeah. You know, I love talking to this rapper. Mm-hmm. I had nothing against him personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he treats women. But this case has revealed some, you know, questionable obsession marks on his end. He probably loved her. It happens. We're all human. We all been there, done it.
He proved he loved her.
You know, I don't know whether they're saying somebody on Talia's team was part of the shooting, actually. But they're blaming him and his defense team didn't do a proper job.
All the money he got,
I don't know, man. But all I know is that... It sucks to be him. It's an unfortunate thing. I still think he can have a career. He would have to be, you know, streaming from Canada. You know? You know, at South Park, they say, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Good luck to you.
All right, so.
Sorry. What's the best of luck to him? Shit happens.
And so, in court, Tory Lanez's defense had raised the possibility of another shooter, a friend of Megan Thee Stallion's,
correct.
Who's involved in, who's also involved in the argument. Mm-hmm. Which occurred on the way from her home, on the way home from a gathering at a home of reality star and beauty mall on Mobile,
Kylie Jenner, yep.
But Megan Thee Stallion, who testified in the case, identified Tory Lanez as her assailant, tearfully recounting how he shouted dance and a sexist slur at her before firing several times in the passenger seat of a Sport Unity vehicle.
The question is this, in your little statement you're looking at, mm-hmm. Does it say anything about how many bullet shells they found?
Looking through it.
Keep on playing your little Christmas music.
Keep playing the Christmas music.
Yeah. I want that sound.
I'd like to see the evidence log too. Like
me too, because I feel like this. Before load that little down, load the music down a little bit. Because before when this case was getting what it was, first Megan didn't know who shot her. Remember?
Correct.
And then out of nowhere
the rumor started.
The Instagram came, the IG came out and she's like, oh yeah. Tory shot me. She snitched, right?
Right.
And then later on, Tory's writing songs and saying, hey. And then the beef between Megan and her best friend, supposedly they ended friendship because her best friend wanted to tell the truth and she was against that.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly her best friend signed the NDA that cannot let her make any comments to this towards the court case. So.
By the way, NDA means people non-disclosure agreements.
So if that all happened, Tory got fucked. And like Tory Pop said, Roc Nation fucked him. Everybody in the world fucked him. And that's just so bad because It proved there's evidence in that motherfucker that proved Tory Lanez's hands, his fingerprints, his DNA is not even on that gun. So explain to me, in what court, this has to be LA shit or something, because in what court you know, if you ain't got your fingerprint on a gun, how can they put you as the shooter? So we believe he say, she say shit again?
Yes, sir.
The DNA, I, only thing was on the gun was her friend's.
I think it all comes down to the system fucked him over.
He's from Canada. He got fucked over.
And so, you know, his hard word against him.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And a poorly defense.
Yeah, they probably lied effort. To him, man. I don't know what the fuck happened.
And the prosecution just wanted to burn him.
They burned him. Sorry, my nigga Tories. We salute you. Hope things are...
Next time ain't high, bro.
Nigga, next time, just if you do
next
shoot...
Next time, can't hit the target.
Next time, shoot it.
And that one that says can't talk.
That's why you don't go out with girls from Houston.
No, I saw that one that says can't talk.
Moving forward.
Yeah, she said she needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet fragments.
Fragments. That means it bounced off of something.
Right.
Fragments of them off the floor.
Yeah. So that means he didn't shoot. He shot to the floor.
And okay, guys. This show is not called 48 Hours. Okay? First 48.
Well, when you do a topic, you have to go into detail. Make sure the people know.
We're not forensic investigators. Well,
it did say that he was shooting at the floor.
We're not SCIS. We're not CSI. And... Okay.
And screaming, dance, dance.
I doubt
like the song.
Hey, he does get a song called Dance. Hit the fucking button. This nigga's stupid. Moving forward, because we're trying to keep it jolly, holly up in here.
Trying to keep our jobs.
We're definitely trying to keep something.
Listen, you guys will always have a job. Me? I don't know.
Summer!
I think every show that I've done, the overseers are like, yo, this dude talks so much shit. We want to fucking cut him off, but then they look at the ratings and go, fuck. It's like Howard Stern. We want to get rid of him. The points went up. By that much?
Yeah.
We gotta keep him.
So, can't even fucking think. Let's move a little bit. New York stuff. Carlos, what's his name?
Carlos Correa.
There you go. Use your Mets shit.
Big signing. New York Mets come out of the woodwork and sign one of the best available shortstop/infielders in the league.
But?
Shocking. Giants have supposedly had on sign to a 13-year,
yep,
$150 million contract commitment.
Uh-huh.
Apparently 3 hours before his press conference while laying in a hotel in San Francisco, they tell his agent, Scott Boras, the famous Scott Boras.
Scott Boras?
That's his agent, yes.
Wow.
That he tells Scott Boras to tell him in his hotel room that he's no longer going to be signed. Press conference is canceled.
Due to?
His whole family was there due to a leg injury that happened in seventh grade. That's the rumor.
Wait.
Injury that happened before he was famous.
Injury that happened before he was famous? But he's been hitting home runs.
Undisclosed leg injury.
But he's been having home runs and doing
it. He failed to mention his initial medical examination.
You hear this shit, Dan?
So they canceled his contract. Then the New York Mets owner gets a call by Scott Boras saying, hey, he's still interested in the kid. They said this. He's in Hawaii on vacation, sipping on Mai Tais. And he's like, you know what? Here's his money. Come over here. But today,
give him the bad news, man.
As he gets a private jet sent to New York to do physical yesterday, they find a red flag in his lower left injury again. Apparently, in the time frame of now.
Now!
So now, the Giants are looking like they had a legit reason not to commit the money. However, Mets are still willing to go with the deal. They just want to change a little bit of the details in the guaranteed money section. Because they want some guarantee that if he does get hurt, their money is invested properly. Again, people, Merry Christmas. Next time, if you bust your nut in the seventh grade,
what?
Tell your business and partner that you did that. Because investments are very crucial. Okay, guys? But great signing if it works out.
It works out. Great signing.
Great signing.
That'd be a great offensive line for y'all.
Shout out to the Yankees for bringing back Judge. I want to say that again.
Again?
And for... Because I didn't really cover that the last time.
Okay.
And for bringing Carlos Rendon. Talk about that.
That's big.
Another ace behind Cole.
Yes.
Now Cole can be like, I got some backup.
Yeah.
And the Yankees can say they have a 1-2 punch. Legit now.
Still think we need another reliever.
With the young kid. I got the lefty. We like to like so much. Mm-hmm. Cortez. So I think they got a 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah, but I think we still need relievers.
Bullpen needs work.
Yes.
But we are definitely...
We lost Matt Carpenter.
A menace to be fucked with. Carpenter, hey, listen, got paid well to go over there in San Diego. Good luck to you, man. Go do some carpentry. Anyway, you won't be missed. I don't really care about him that much.
More sports.
You know.
Baseball.
Huh?
Baseball. No, baseball.
Everybody's getting paid. That's all I got to say.
I don't know if we talked about it, but Manny Rose has been let go, released by the WWE due to...
I'll let you guys cover that topic. I just feel about that, actually, because I have my own...
Hold on. Due to how her own... Key word. Let's use the word again. Her own site.
Personal site. As she funded herself.
And they said that they told her many times that she cannot be having that site or that content that she had on that site. Yes, sir.
I like to say something about...
I'm still trying to see the content, man.
The WWE world. Because you literally have this girl as a flagship female because of her body.
Yes.
As a wrestler, she's okay. You know she's a
sex symbol. Oh, yeah. Thomas Espinosa knows.
She's a sex symbol. She's a sex symbol.
He's breathing hard right now.
She's a goddess.
She's the goddess.
There's no one out there in their right mind going to tell me they wouldn't fuck her. Okay?
Wait, what the hell did that got to do with her being released? I'm just saying.
So my thing is, hold on. My thing is that if you promote and you're marketing someone based on their value as a sex object / looks.
That's what she got it for. Let's be real.
And then you get mad because she chooses to use that same platform and market to make extra money for herself because, God forbid, injuries will happen. You know, WWE can always, you know, cover.
There's not 100%, what's the word, Dan?
Her marketing can drop down. Look what happened to Sasha Bank.
They don't have 100%. They don't have, like, a guarantee. They don't have, like, a plan.
A guaranteed contract.
Right. Yeah. She's using her youth, her youngness now, available. She's hot. She's it now. She's the it girl. Why not?
Now, however, because...
The contract.
Because of the contract, but also, remember, even though Vince left, they're still on the so contracts and the negotiations under the contracts are still under what Vince rules.
Oh, that's what it was.
We're under Vince's rules under that contract.
Okay.
Remember, under that contract that Vince had, that a lot of the wrestlers had, is that not only the fact that they can't make money off of their mm-hmm.
their personal names
mm-hmm. and their images, but also that a lot of the stuff is I forgot where I was going with this. I just remember. Okay, whatever.
Well, go somewhere with it.
Where are you? You're dragging.
I mean, you have a whole air show. Go ahead. I want to hear you dragging.
The contract basically is like I said, that has that
stipulation.
Stipulation that you can't use your own image.
Correct.
That's why a lot of people on Twitch were cut off. Or
so the actual name, her name.
Well, her name was Mandy Sachs.
She was her real name.
But it's still her image, and she also put a WWE NXT champion.
Yeah.
On there as well. Mm-hmm. But also, she's making more money off of that than she was in WWE, and WWE got mad about that.
So supposedly, to her agent, she's making, since she's been fired, she's made $500,000 off those contact, all this content.
She's a bad bitch.
So, she's not really losing.
There are many men out there stroking themselves.
And she's a married, woman, she's a gauge woman right now.
There are many men out there stroking themselves in many roles.
But also... Remember this?
They would love to sniff her rose.
I remember I was going with this.
Hold up. The only reason they got this, remember that, the only reason that WWE even found out is because it got leaked by a fan. Right. If it never got leaked, they would not worry about it.
But apparently they already told her about this.
So they already told her about it twice. They told her twice.
But like I was saying, I remember I was going with that. The WWE contracts, they're under independent contractors.
Yeah, independent contractors.
So they don't... They're not technically employed, but they can't.
Changed already since Triple H came in.
I don't know if it has, like under legal and everything. Like that. I don't know if it has.
It has to change because that's
so
crazy.
So what are they?
Because and plus, no plus, Biden, the president, has changed that rule.
That is true as well. That is true as well.
That's why next year, DoorDashes, Uber Eats, anything that's what's it called?
Independent contractors
are going to be paid by the companies.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
That's next year.
So.
They have to pay for a lot of their own hotel rooms.
That's what he was telling me. That's
food,
crazy.
A lot of their own rides and all that. Like planes.
I think that's mostly NXT niggas too.
No.
And low roster niggas.
No.
Because Roman's not doing that.
Obviously. But no, Brian Danielson said that he makes more money on the indies and he's always made more on the indies than he did in WWE.
But I told you why already.
That's true. I know why.
It's like rappers. When they go independent, don't they make more money independent than being... because they don't have to pay nobody else.
Right.
That money goes in your pocket. You stay with your money.
Middleman cut off.
So taxes as well.
Yeah. And you can take your taxes your own way.
So, are we seeing here... Are you basically making the argument that at the end of the day, if you have a talent and you're competent to take care of you financially, You're not supposed to use that talent and make money.
No, that's what I'm saying. Get the fuck out of here.
So, now, you don't control my talent.
Not only that, but I think
in you help me platform myself, yeah. But it's my body, but my image.
I think in the new
Manny year. Manny Rose is not hot because of WWE. She's hot because she's hot.
Yeah. But I think in the new year, their contracts might be able to change. And that's a lot of work for everybody on that roster, which is obviously over like probably 300 people on that roster.
Mm-hmm. Maybe more.
In the company. Everybody. All the wrestlers.
I'm going to go deep with it. You think I'm watching half of the time these wrestling girls because they're actually talented? Some of them are talented. Some of them can do the shit. Some of them have great characters, great stories, backgrounds. They do sometimes better than some of the men.
But some don't.
Some are just, they're just hot pieces of ass. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound fucked up like that, but it's
just
true.
No, but that's your fact. That's your fact.
Look how they looked the other day. The people they had the other day. They were wearing, everybody's wearing the same short type latex fishnet based outfits. And you know, you think the men care about that? No, it sells because they're hot. Most men don't care about, she did a fucking reversal. Oh,
like, hold on. That picture that's been around the whole day since Reba. Reba. Yeah. Her butt cheeks were showing. They show Reba's butt cheeks and everybody's going crazy for her.
I'm not. Sex sells. Sorry to say.
But it's always been like that since WWE. They always been sex sells.
But I'm sorry.
In any sport, in any industry.
How's the same company that's doing this, the same company that
Playboy.
Ten years ago.
We had Playboy.
Playboy, bra and panties matches. Live sex.
It's a contradiction.
Right.
I understand this. That was like 10 years ago, but still, you had.
Let me think about it. Hold on. You let Paige be in a. She was with the NXT getting cummed on.
That's different.
She was with the NXT title getting cummed on.
That's different. That's her own personal, private things that got leaked. So that's different. I understand that.
What?
That's her own private. That's her.
She made a video with fucking. Supposedly, no one. We don't think that's Xavier.
That is Xavier.
And he didn't even get in trouble. You saw that nigga was Xavier Woods, nigga, pounding her with another white boy.
But then, Brad Maddox.
Look at that. He know who it is too. Brad Maddox, nigga.
You just remember Brad. What was I gonna say?
Am I wrong or not?
No, that's private. That's on her phone. That's private. Like, she's not selling that. She wasn't selling that.
Has she put an OnlyFans tag on it, or
she was selling it, and
or Paige's gangbangvideo.net?
They probably would.
Okay, so that's why they China. That's why they banned China, right?
She was making money.
So what if it Black Lightning and White Thunder fucks Paige.com?
Is she making money off it?
I just say, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Black Lightning. White Thunder, FoxPage.net. $34.99, unlimited video access.
Now
we're going to lawsuit against her and fire her?
They have the thing where, like, they don't like that content that she's selling on the internet. That was the quote.
So where do you cross the line?
But honestly,
so she's a good hoe for you, right? Because you're using her as a hoe, basically. Let's be real. Yeah. And a paid hoe. Right? And your image looks sexy, playing his part and everything. As long as she's doing it within the guidelines.
Let him talk.
Within the guidelines of what you think is acceptable. But when she chooses to go her own, use that same guidelines to make money for her. Because no offense,
she did go a little extreme.
So hold on. So I'm supposed to go on the road and stay at the fucking six motel and pay my own cut out the breakfast.
Nah, she's not paying. They
my
pay
ass
shit.
Is showing.
Nah,
I'm just saying an example. I'm being dramatic. But the point is,
because when she was on, when she got hurt, she was getting paid all the time.
Not all the girls get treated the same level. There's tiers levels in WWE. Let's be real.
There is.
There's different tiers.
When you're making the money for the company, you're not getting. You're paying.
Roman Reigns is
not paying for anything.
Roman Reigns is staying in the penthouse.
He probably only pays for his own rental.
All right,
maybe.
Roman Reigns be like,
hell no.
Roman Reigns be like, give me my $9 latte.
He has both belts. He's the reason they hit a million. You crazy? He's not paying for anything. I would have paid for anything. Like, I'm sitting back eating lobster and everything. You pay for everything. That's going to Vince or Triple H's pockets. That's it.
But
my thing is this. Hold up, before we get to that, this is what I'm saying. She did what she did, and I'm dying to see it still. Is the video? I think the video is what drew the line.
Yeah.
She was playing with herself for a fan. I understand the fan, you pay extra for your own personal custom videos. But why that fan had to leak it out? That's the shit. Let's not even talk about corporations. If you're a fan, and if you're listening to your fans listening, you're a fan. Why would you leak out something that's personally for you? She made it for you. You paid for it. You fucking her money up, bro. That shit is stupid. Now, let's finish what she was saying so we can move the topic towards something else, because this topic gets crazy.
But like I was saying, I think the only thing was the fact that she was making money for herself.
Yeah.
Because notice, the same thing with Twitch, because the same thing happened a couple years ago with Twitch. The only reason why they mattered was Twitch, because they were making money off their own.
That's why Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. Xavier Woods was terrified about Up, Up, Down, Down. It wasn't until... Shut up, Siri. It wasn't until recently that... That he brought back Up, Up, Down, Down. So it was all... It's all because they're making money off their image and their name. That's the only reason.
I don't get it. If you don't want to pay me as a real fucking employee, let me make my fucking money. You get what I'm saying? If you don't want to pay me as a man or a woman, let me make my fucking money.
What's more crazy? The fact that we came AAA. But he's only there. He's only really like...
He's not the CEO.
So the fact is, Stephanie is the one who should be really mad at. Because
Stephanie and that wasn't the nigga named Nick Khan.
But like, how is Stephanie going to be like woman's empowerment and does this in her turn?
That's what they think woman empowerment is. Like, oh my God, we have to protect this because, you know, she was throwing contact. You know what I'm saying? But I'm done with this conversation because this pisses me off with WWE. Like, you're going good with WWE and then you just start doing shit like many roles.
It's like if I work for the podcast, you know, we're all sponsored, and I start the Link Sausage Network.
The what? First of all, Link, no one wants to see the sausage.
No, but it's not about see. That's the thing. You're somewhere else to promote it, no?
Hold on. You guys are eating while you're talking, and they don't even hear what the fuck you're saying.
I'm eating a cookie. Okay. The Link Sausage Network will be involving a multitude of products and services. Okay? Not only will it be providing actual Link, all access to Link Sausage, we will be selling sausage products of all kinds, flavor, turkey-based sausages, pork-based sausages.
So we're talking about meat now?
Okay.
Are we talking about meat?
It's services of all kinds.
Wait, are we talking about food or are we talking about dick?
Video conference services. How does sausage get made? You know? Organic sausage.
Do you want to know how sausage get made?
I watch How I Made. You ever watch How I Made?
No, okay. No. I just know, but I never watched it.
Kraft free organic sausage. You know what? Spicy sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tobacco-based sausage.
Why would you want tobacco? Who the fuck's eating tobacco-based sausages?
Hey, listen. We appeal to all the markets. The point is, if I'm in the commercial, and it says Link, and I'm standing off weird shit with my tight pants on, I'm about free support the Link Sausage Network. Are you guys going to come to me and say, hey, Link, you can't do this shit no more. You can't use your name anymore. Just sell a product outside of the podcast. Why would podcast. We do that? I'm just saying, God forbid, right?
But why would we do that?
I'm going to look at you and be like, yo, fuck yeah. Podcast don't pay me enough. I'm going to sell my sausages online.
Like,
every word of that thing gets keep us sounded worse and worse and worse.
Link Sausages are an independent services company.
Okay, as like in the context of, you know, watching, like actually like, watching the show and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I like the fact that Manny's no longer champion. I don't like why she's not champion anymore.
He's a hater. He's a fucking
I don't like Mandy Rose. I don't like her wrestler.
He's a hater.
However.
Breathe. However. He's a hater. Hey, what are you going to do when Mandy Rose go to AEW?
I'm not.
Let him go.
If she beat Jay Cardell, I don't think she'll go to AEW.
Go ahead.
But I don't like the fact why she's no longer champion and why she lost.
I want to hear this.
Because.
I heard this already.
Because. Well, why she got fired and why she lost and everything like that? That's messed up.
It's messed up.
It is. Now, the fact that she lost, okay. But it's the fact why. Like, the backstage politics of why. Then it's right. Like, that's like, okay. That's
something with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was about to go there next, but I was waiting for you.
Do you know I'm going to go there, right? That's the prime example I'm going to go with.
Well, do you know the details?
Some of it.
So tell me what you do.
I kind of am on both sides.
Speak about what you talk about. Let people know what you talk about.
I understand that Sasha was fired because she felt a certain way.
She never got fired.
Not fired, sorry.
Suspended.
Temporary suspended, I want to say.
Yeah, it was temporary suspended with no pay.
Over how she felt about the storyline they were giving her.
What's her name?
Story you were going with?
Her and this girl, what's her name?
And how they were managing
Naomi.
It.
Naomi, yeah.
Right? That Jane wasn't really feeling the background writing, whatever the story build up.
Yeah.
And I think... As a wrestler or any company when you're involved in something, if I'm allowed to give feedback, I think I should be allowed to give feedback.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, back to what Danny said, it is my image.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when I did the thing where I told you, like, hey, man, that's this guy left, went to another network. And you go, oh, he didn't like the... You say, why he left? You know, he's just a good guy. Yeah, Jay, but... They don't like sometimes. It's not about the money. They don't like where they're at. Sometimes you pay them well, but they don't like where they're at. They're just giving a dumb role. They're giving a role they don't feel comfortable with.
Brian Danielson did not
They don't feel like they're being used at their value. Mm-hmm. You know, why stay somewhere where you don't feel comfortable?
Well, you know who did that? And he said it. He said it himself. John Moxley did. Those
for Chris Jericho.
No, Chris Jericho did not leave. Jericho left because he wanted to go to Japan.
No, Jericho left too. He said himself. He didn't like WWE. He didn't like the way the talent was running him. And, like, no more. They were treating him like he was old already. Like, oh,
but you are.
But you watch. So, you are watched.
Moxley, he said in an interview. He was
would give him a big contract.
I don't want to leave this money. I don't want to leave this money. But I don't like the story.
Yeah, trying to make him a psychopath and all the time.
No, not just that. He's disrespecting Roman. He didn't like the fact he was disrespecting his friend. His close friend,
but that's wrestling.
He didn't like the story he was going with.
That's his right to feel that way. Okay,
but that's wrestling because Seth and Roman done it many times to each other already.
Because at the time Roman was going through his cancer.
Oh, his cancer. Yeah. I remember that.
And he was going promos, cutting promos
on Roman's cancer. Yeah,
so he didn't like that. And he was like, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to leave all this money. He didn't want to leave the money. But he didn't like his story. He didn't like
that's the problem too. Where everybody like back to Sasha because we're going too far. Back to Sasha was this: since Triple H is running back, Sasha wanted to come back, but Sasha wants to be her money. She wants her money to be like Charlotte and Becky.
Yeah.
And me and Dana, we both agree that she should.
She should.
But then sometimes she shouldn't. No. And go like that with her because she's a great wrestler.
I think Sasha is definitely one of the top.
She's a great wrestler, but she does fall off sometimes.
I don't think she's worth that top tier money.
And he's a Sasha fan.
I think she's proven herself in the past few years.
Enough to get paid
that much, I feel like. Yeah.
Right, but the thing is, here's the thing about...
Talk about it.
When it comes to not to Sasha, I bring down with sports.
Mm-hmm.
When people go, people are overpaid, and that's too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me break it down how things work in today's world. You have to argue two things in today's world. Number one, today's based on paying an athlete in any sport, period, has changed. We have now television rights.
Social media.
Your market value has risen because of the fact that any single second, someone can access your content online or on TV. Mm-hmm. So you're never not online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not wrestling live, your content's always on there.
That's what they don't get. That's what they don't get.
So your market value can always change overnight. It can fluctuate. It can go up or down. Up or down, based on your performances, based on your you get injured, you lose money. You get you're on a hot run, you're making money. Your t-shirt sell, your figures sell, your personal website stuff, your apparel. There's money being made on your name, on your title, 24/7 in this today's market.
What cut you off?
Right?
Who doesn't use social media that gets paid real good?
That doesn't use social media?
Owners, company owners.
Roman Reigns. I don't see Roman don't post shit. It's because what he has done in that ring as a heel who posted for Roman? Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's on social media all fucking day long. And the Usos. Hold on. Let's get him get back to this topic. He's not finished. I don't want to cut him off.
I agree with him. Like, that's how... I forgot who was saying it. I think it was Billy Gunn who was saying it. That, like, that's how Tony gets people for AEW Dark. To get indie wrestlers for AEW Dark. And, like, the other shows.
That's how they got Lady Gray and all that.
They send them... Like, they send Tony, they email Tony and they send him, like, his links, stuff like that. And he'll look at them. If they're good, he'll put them on Dark to get their little shine out. And they get promoted on AEW TV and all that.
But back to your show. Sasha. Let's get to your Sasha.
Right, so...
Why did she...
When you sit down with an athlete, or an entertainer, because she's both, right? Yeah. Technically, that's the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sit there, and I give her a contract offer. Mm-hmm. And I look at your performances from the beginning of time. And my contract offer is based on two things. One, the loyalty that you provide to my company, that you've been there, done that. Everything you asked of me, everything I've asked of you, you've done. Now look at, you know, ratings, product, the fan base, the culture, how things are moving.
All that up.
How the quarter has fluctuated. Okay, you know what? During this time, you had a high peak. You have some lows. We can get that due to injuries. Storytelling was bad. You know,
but she kept the wrestling tag titles up.
The wrestling market was just down.
Those tag titles were up.
Right. So... Then I offer you. So my offer is going to be to you is based on the value you're going to bring to me now and the value you're going to bring to me in the future.
How can she know how much is Charlotte making and Becky making?
For their friends, though.
Right. So people talk, unfortunately. Pillow talk is dangerous. People talk behind the scene. You know, a couple cocktails later. Hey, girl, I just saw they put in another deal. My God, where's that this? Like, oh, my God, I want to get 1.8. And then you start feeling the type of way. So when people go, they overpaid. No, listen to me. People make so much money. So, the market in today's world is you have to pay for what the person brings to you.
An athlete is worth so much money when they're getting paid.
Someone.
When some people get paid all this money, I'm like, oh my God, so much money. That's nothing compared to what they're bringing to the company.
Yeah, but that's why
it's an investment on an athlete. So you're looking at the person's value in terms of market, how to behave. So yes, you do care about someone's image. Again, I'm gonna connect this to Mandy Rose. Mm-hmm. You do care about how someone carries themselves because I put money on your back.
You do really?
Hold on. To an extent.
He don't carry himself well.
I sign you.
That's Brock Lesnar.
It's a company thing. I sign you, right? I'm giving you my money out of my pocket. I'm the owner of this company, right? And the market pays for you, yes. When it comes to me, everything gets paid. Leases, licenses, whatever, marketing, television rights, all that crap. Mm-hmm. And it goes out to your pocket, your bank account.
Yeah.
It's my money to invest. Mm-hmm. So I want you to maintain a certain image because I feel like you're a byproduct of me. Mm-hmm. Technically, right? So I gotcha. Get that as a business mindset, as an owner. Mm-hmm. However, I also have to be as an owner and as a contract person that I wouldn't be shit if I didn't have my personnel. They bring the money to the table. They're ones out there grinding through injuries, traveling, all that kind of shit.
Hell yeah.
Working out, dieting. All that shit they got to do to look the image. The girl, especially the females. They got to look a certain way. They got to put on makeup. They got to control their emotions with all the females. Because shit happens in the background in the locker room. You know, God forbid, when shit happens in the background. With all kinds of sports. Women fighting, picking shit, attitude problems, storytelling.
Look at All Out.
When you go on a performance, yo, listen, we got a 20-minute match. You know what's going to happen during this time. You know, you're going to have the control. All that
change.
Shit, right. So things change. It's a lot of work put into that. We don't see because we're just fans.
Well, some wrestling fans know, some wrestling fans don't.
So, you know, when someone says, I want to get paid for what I do, if you're in their shoes, you will feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but my thing is this. I think what Triple H should have did was, yo, I'm going to give you a part-time contract. I'm going to give you a part-time contract, right? This is how much for now. Because you want to go to Japan. And I know you want to go to Japan because you already said you wanted to go to Japan before all this started. So you want to go to Japan. I'm going to let you... Just remember, Vince ain't running the show no more. Since you want to vent away a little bit, I'll let you vent away. Here's your part-time contract with the WWE, but you're still part of the WWE. Go to Japan. And Japan can still pay you separately. I just want 5% off for it. Would you take that deal? Give Link a minute. He's thinking about it.
Personally, I think Sasha has proved herself in the ring and out of the ring, in the concept of the WWE and outside the concept of the WWE.
Yep.
As on the par, especially in terms of payment, in terms of contract, on the par of Becky and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because
I always thought Charlotte was one, Sasha was two.
Sasha was always a close two.
Becky's three, and then Bailey's four.
I always thought Becky was four. I don't like Bailey. So
yeah, he don't like Becky.
I
don't like Becky either. But you can't hate what she has done with the man.
Yeah, that's true.
But what she has done with the man, and even her being heel was awesome.
But I do like Bayley more than I do like Becky in the ring. And
but Bayley's awesome in the ring.
But like I was saying,
but you
got to
think about company wise. We're not talking about our feelings.
Yeah, you know, but
company wise would be Charlotte thinking, first, Sasha second, then Becky three, and then Bayley's four.
Yeah, but
am I wrong? Or am I right?
But remember,
I agree with that.
Sasha, and outside of the WWE as well, to bring in that WWE banner around with her.
She's going everywhere.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Starring in the Mandalorian.
Come on.
Being part of the top women's athletes in
2021. Winning an
ESPY.
For the match with Charlotte.
With Bianca.
Oh, with Bianca, yeah. Like, that was the black match.
She's done all this while also just being 30 years old. She's turning 31 next month.
Oh shit! Dang.
So she's only 30
she's
years
still
old.
Young. Shit.
She's held the Raw Women's Championship and NXT Women's Championship when she was 25.
She had the SmackDown Champion too.
And SmackDown 20, but that was like 2 years ago. So it was 28. Before she hit the 30, she had the Triple Crown of the Women's Championship.
Triple Crown.
Plus the WWE Tag Team Championships.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's held all these titles, all these accomplishments inside and outside the ring.
Okay. Yeah.
What makes you think that she doesn't belong on the same par with Charlotte and Becky? Becky makes sense. Becky made her own name, and I understand that, right?
Becky was number four. If you think about it,
she was. But
Becky was number four.
2018 changed.
2018 changed the game
because she had a good gimmick. She,
yeah,
she
the man.
A lot of money. Lots of money.
The man.
Sasha makes so much money as well. Her little brass rings, her shirts.
The boss.
Especially with the especially with the young female audience.
The boss.
The whole female audience, but especially the young female audience, people see Sasha Banks as a
Bayley was good when she was doing the hugging.
I like Bayley's role model as well, though.
But I like her as a heel. Her heel's real good. But my thing is this, and they're wrong for it, and they're gonna notice they're wrong for it because, all right, what they see is this. Bianca's a big star. Yeah. Bianca's a star. We got a black already. We got one black already. We're good. We don't need
more. You think
we got a black person?
You think Sasha's gonna get paid the most because she's black?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get paid that Charlotte money because she's black?
No, yeah. I'm 100% real. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, hold on. This whole deep conversation went left. I'm not saying it can't go left. We don't usually go into that racial thing. We don't. We always stay.
I'm sorry.
Not because we don't want to.
We stay neutral. We're scared. We stay neutral. We don't do that.
I'll tell you right now, I ain't fucking scared to go in there. You know me. Yeah. I will go ham.
You gotta go.
If we're gonna go on that level, I'm going with that level. You know what? That is very fucking possible. Because
look at Charlotte's white, but Charlotte's daddy's in charge of
that. That's true. Because if anything, Sasha had a reign for a long time.
Not a long time.
She was always
had an upmarket.
No.
Why should he get paid for that?
We're not talking about title reign. We're talking about.
She was the egg girl.
She was number two.
She was the egg girl.
She was the
egg girl.
Before
Mandy, she was the egg girl.
Yeah, but before Charlotte's first injury, Banks was one.
Banks was one. For a while.
Yeah.
Banks was one for a while.
He's right. He's right.
Yeah. No.
He's right. So, think about that. What are you not... Why are you not paying her?
Like, Becky...
What makes you not want to pay her?
Becky and Sasha should be up here because they both made their names.
Yeah.
Becky, I understand. The 2018, shut up.
Right? Yeah.
But Sasha's always been climbing. When Becky was, like, not up there, Charlotte was already climbing.
Yeah.
Sasha was already Roman champion two, three times before...
You gave her the belt. She had a great Hell in a Cell match with Charlotte.
All her Hell in a Cell.
You understand me? Like, she has not had a bad match. She hasn't botched. She hasn't done nothing.
That's a lie.
What do you mean?
Sasha has botched. But everyone botches.
Becky botches more than anybody.
Okay, but everyone messes up. That's not the issue.
Okay.
But she's been on the
Where
top of her
is
name.
It wrong for her to get with the money she deserves? Where? Nowhere. You're just doing it because she's black and that's still being racist. And I thought we was over this shit already. Come on. Sure. You got Bianca Belair as your woman's title and she's black. You got a... Roman Reigns is Samoan. That's black still. Mm-hmm. That's a different race. What else you want to keep on doing? Pay the woman, and now you fucked up. Now she's going to New Japan with a big contract, more than Chris Jericho got.
And she loves it too, because she trains Japan. She loves Japan. She
loves it. That's it. You lost her. You lost her. Not Russell Tony Khan. Kingdom? Not Tony Khan could use her.
Once Wrestle Kingdom happens, and once Kyrie Sane takes on Sasha Banks for the IWGP Women's Championship, and I'm right now, I'm betting that. This is going to happen.
He's betting it. What time is it?
5:02. 12/24, 2022.
Yep.
Christmas Eve. I'm saying at Wrestle Kingdom, it is either Kyrie Sane versus Sasha Banks, or at least they're going to have a face-off, and they're going to have that for the Women's Championship, and that's going to be one of the greatest women's matches of all time.
Damn. You put it on there?
At least five star. And Dave Meltzer is sexist. He's never rated a women's match with 5 stars.
He's a dick. Dave Meltzer, you're a dick, Dave Meltzer.
We're going like a little bit.
No, we're going for your girl. We're fighting for your girl. Because I hate my girl. Bullshit.
I like Sasha, but let's not get it twisted.
Sasha versus Bayley.
Who's the girl?
I'm not infatuated with Sasha that badly.
Nigga, you used to go crazy when she came out.
Oh, Sasha versus Bayley.
I can live without Sasha.
Nah, they wild. WWE stupid. Other niggas that talk shit about her. Other niggas that talk shit about her saying that she went money hungry. Nigga, if you was in her business, you would go money hungry because she deserved it, nigga.
Fuck that. When you're in the business, you gotta make your money.
She deserves that money. Fuck everybody, what everybody's thinking. She deserves that money. She's the same level as Charlotte.
I'm going to go with a prime example connected to baseball. That Aaron Judge situation. He was like, oh, if he was really loyal, when he said the other day, a captain, I want to be captain of this team, loyalty. He's like, oh, you should have taken a 20 to 13 minute offer you.
Why?
Came out as way high.
Why?
There are people that got paid way more than him almost on the
club
that don't even have half the stats that he has.
Right.
Okay.
Talk about
He single-handedly carried the Yankees last year.
Right.
Single-handedly. Hear that again, people. On a baseball team, then it wasn't injured once, really. He missed a game or two, maybe.
Nah. He never missed
off day because he was tired, maybe.
No, the coach put him off. The coach put him off.
He single-handedly broke the record.
Yep.
Off the team itself. The
team itself.
Off the fucking record in the league with no steroids involved.
Triple crown. Almost had a triple crown.
Not sorry. Sosa, not McGuire, not Barry Bonds.
Nope.
All these legends, right?
Nope.
Right? Younger than all of them as well.
Yep.
Clean cut prime kid.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to play the game and leaves. No fucking involved in nothing.
No
clean
time,
cut
nothing.
Kid.
right?
He's like a Jeter.
He goes and, you know, hey, I'm a free agent. I want to have a meeting with another team. They're offering me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is my job and my agent's job.
Definitely
agent's job. To get the best available money for me. Because at the end of the fucking day, when the curtains close and the lights go off, it is my health and my body and my family. So if I deserve $360 million, I deserve to get that money. Now, if I have to use some marketing scheme, my agent's advice, go over there, have dinner with the Giants, fly over there, put the pressure on these niggas.
But we didn't
do what you gotta do.
We don't even know that happened.
My point. No, he went over there, had dinner.
Because
he was a single Giant, he had dinner. He sat there and he was like, oh, I like this shit. Yeah, this is nice.
No, he didn't.
You know what
he did
there.
Not sit there he and there. Do about it.
He sat there, cut his knife real nice, juicy little steak, you know what I'm saying?
He did like, not sit there. Nice. And nice. No, he did not think it was nice. Nice. He was like, this is not compared to New York.
Professionally, he looked at Giants and said, this is not like New York. Professionally, he's not going to be rude. You know what I'm saying? Because these are rich niggas.
I'm a rude nigga.
They know when you're rude. He said, nah, this is all right. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I can still doing this. Yeah. Right? Then when he got a cab, and his agent was like, how you feel about this?
Nah,
said,
I don't want it.
Man,
I don't want
get
it.
Me back to New York now.
Now.
Make,
no.
What I pay you for?
No.
Go do your job.
No.
Go gas this shit up. Go on Twitter. Tell one of your niggas that works sports by the niggas. Gas it up. Like, I might sign with them. I like it.
Put my pictures with the clothes.
I left the house out here. My wife likes it over here, my girl, whatever. You know, my family.
No,
I'm a back home girl.
Nigga
kid.
Went to Tampa.
All that bullshit. Show me the photo of the Giants had when I was a kid. That my dream was to play for the Giants. Do all that shit. Make it up. Get paid. Right? And then here came the Yankees were like this at 3 in the morning.
No.
Hold on. Cashing was like, yo.
No,
listen,
no, you're not listening.
Are you going to pay me?
No,
to,
listen.
To stay in the scene? Hold on, General. Like hold on. It's more like that. Right? And the owners are like, yo, listen. This kid cannot go. We got nothing else, okay? We got nothing else. we got nobody in the wing with his talent, all right? Let's be real. Pay that nigga what he wants.
Wow.
Okay, those niggas went to all their investors and the guy that told their finance. They called the guy. They woke up the poor old man at 4 in the morning. They were like, yo, listen, how much money is in the bank? Can we pay this kid? If we raise the hot dog prices to $5 more. Hold on.
Why the hot dogs got to be raised?
Hold on. If we make the gym big sweet, $120 more per game.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You know what we're going to do? Every Boston Yankee game, we're going to triple the prices. Double it. Matter of fact, if you're on the first level, you can't sit there like $5 per ticket. Right. Fuck the nacho section. We're going to make it expensive section. Yo. They were like, pay that nigga. I tell you, right now, to this day, they're trying to figure out how to pay the judge.
All
right. Judge signed a contract, right? Hold on. They got his money figured out for this year, okay? Next year, yo, I guarantee you, there's no money involved.
We're never going to go to the Yankee game because that's going to be so expensive.
Yo,
the bleaching ticket's going to be $300.
That's why we ain't signed nobody else. We signed Rodon on some other shit. We took a loan behind a loan behind a loan to get Rodon.
Fucking all right?
Done.
Oh, my God.
Let's be real. The point is.
Hold on. You didn't say it with a real choke.
The point
that
is.
That nigga went to Tampa. Everybody thought he was in Tampa watching the other team.
Right.
He was in Tampa because the Steinbergs live in Tampa and they invited him to eat dinner at their house.
Right.
And after that, what happened? A day later, he signed the contract.
Right.
You know what they told him? Sure you want
to
leave?
And I love how Steinbrenner goes. I looked at him and I said, you never was a free agent. No, he was a free agent. He was. Okay, he was a free agent. He was. Because he's free his ass somewhere else. He was free. Okay, and you
get
knew,
to your point.
And you knew you have to pay the nigga. Don't front all day about
get
the point,
point
is when niggas say, "Oh, he's overpaid, playoffs, all this shit, nigga." You wouldn't have a playoff if it wasn't for him. Okay, you
but
wouldn't be. You wouldn't even be talked about at the Yankees right now.
Okay, what is Sasha
wasn't for him. The point I'm trying to say is, he is valuable. You want to front all you want. There are people out there who have talent. That if you train them right, if they get the right thing going, they could be the next star. But why wait when you have it already? Sasha had a point. She might not be Charlotte level in terms
of she Charlotte
championships.
She's Charlotte
maybe.
Level.
Hold on.
Not having the championship, but
okay,
she's Charlotte level. She can wrestle.
But you're not going to say that Sasha didn't do what she had to do for the women's division. She did what she had
you're
to
saying.
Do.
Saying.
So pay her. You got to reward people.
You're not.
You got to reward them.
Yeah, listen, my thing is this. Let me tell you why. This is why I think they didn't pay her. And maybe you know what I'm talking
like,
about.
Like, look. If y'all did a show, without me, talks with Dutch. And it's
boring.
It'd be funny as fuck.
Well,
right?
We already have a show by Archie.
Right. It's a good show.
But it's wrestling only.
It's a good show. It works, right? Yeah. But people will be like, hey, it's cool and all, but can we get Crazy Link back in there for the random
would they
moments?
Say that really?
You know what I'm saying?
I think in this context,
yeah. Because you need three niggas. Yeah. You need a smart nigga.
right? Why you need a hood nigga, and you need a psycho motherfucker.
That just was saying like random shit, like, yo, Adam had a great contract, you know, I want to eat ass later on. See, random shit makes no sense. It's not connected.
This Christmas episode.
Like, right now, I'm recording this podcast, and I'm thinking about eating ass.
Okay, so, my thing is this. This is why they
cream.
Well, let's end this right now. This is why they didn't sign Sasha. This is my opinion. Why they didn't sign Sasha.
Okay.
Because they've been doing that fucking college deals, getting all these young stars for free, for no money, and like, we could build somebody from scratch. Nikki, or whatever her name is, she could be the next Sasha Banks, because she's really good in the ring, and she really fucking trains hard body. Her mic skills, not like Sasha, but Sasha didn't have great mic skills until later on in the game.
Mm. I think they're focusing on building new stars.
Yeah, building new stars.
But you have Sasha Banks. Mm-hmm. That no, she was on the Indies, yeah, but yeah, she wasn't like.
Yeah, she
why you leave. Why are you grabbing football stars?
Yeah,
cheerleaders, all these like sport. You can grab someone from an actual wrestler that mm-hmm. wants to do this for a living
mm-hmm.
and build a star like that.
I don't know, man. It just moving away from this topic, because we went deep in this shit.
We went mad deep. I lost all my energy. Like, the monster I had is already burnt out.
Yeah, me too. My monster burned out.
Like, already. Sasha burned me out.
Are we going to use this topic again or no?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So, start it up. Here's your topic.
So, we're going to go to a much more controversial topic.
It's a controversial topic we're going to.
I want
to
go on the topic of these fake...
Keep on talking. Go.
I want to go into these fake generational lesbians. Okay.
What?
Yes. So
wait, hold on. I saw you put it in the chat. I want to explain it.
Right. So glad Danny just saw the chat. See, that's what the chat is there for. So when we're offline, people, we have a chat group. We like to throw in random comments. It could be 3 a.m.
We've said it before.
It could be 3 a.m. I'll tell, hey guys, ball itching issues.
What?
And then like I might ask the guys for a recommendation for ball itching cream at 3 a.m. I might be at CVS at 4 a.m. buying ball itching cream.
What CVS is open at 4 a.m?
Something might hit me. It's a city in New York. Come on. Okay. And I'd be asking, hey, guys, what's a good lotion for your balls? And the guys would be like, hey, yo, bro, what? And I'll cover top of it. So anyway, I'm on Instagram the other day, and I see I'm seeing this pattern recently of, like, these lesbians.
Oh, God.
Generational lesbians. The new generation lesbians.
It's bad in here.
Right. Where they said they're lesbians, but uh-huh. yet they show up online pregnant out of nowhere. Like,
oh, my God!
Like, what the fuck is going on over here?
No! He didn't just say that!
How do you do that?
Where's the button?
How do you do that?
How did some guy just walk down on us?
I don't know. These fake generational lesbians. Because, like, you can't tell me you're a lesbian if you're going to dig down.
They can't buy? They don't care about
buy? Okay, I don't know about insurance.
What did you say?
You can't be.
Oh, you heard that in the background?
You can't accidentally slip into a full on dick. No, fuck that, okay?
You heard that in the background?
I confirmed both of these people's sources, and I'm not gonna say their name. They got fucked by a real dick.
Oh, for okay? real? You confirmed you know that? Talk to me nice.
You know, so I wanna know.
She walked away. I love it.
I just wanna know, what made you say I wanna get dick fucked instead of going through the artificial route? Thank you for our site partner with information. Thank you. That's one of our researchers.
The researchers definitely take that out.
You know
out.
What I'm saying? I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And end of the day, you got dick down. So, again, guys, help me out here.
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, are you a carpet muncher or you're swinging for the fences? I need to know this shit because I don't understand this shit.
I quit like last episode.
Like, why give
you always quit?
Quit like last episode.
Why give yourself the label if you don't got to maintain it?
You want to say that? You want to get into this or not?
Are you a truck driver?
Or
you
I'm not getting any more in this.
Or are you an accountant? Which one is it?
Is it dick or no dick?
I just want to know.
I have
dick to be or not to be. You know what I'm saying?
So then if you're getting dick down and having a baby, you're not a lesbian. You're a bisexual.
Can I just say?
All right. No, you never was a lesbian. You was a bisexual in the glass.
Can I just say I have colleges that I
no.
can apply to?
You know what you are?
If they see this, I will not get involved.
Oh, no, they can't see it. They can't hear it.
Fuck that. Your resume is off. You need to rewrite your whole resume, okay? Because when I go to ND.com or Monster.com and look at your resume, uh-huh. it said pussy since 20-something 15.
Wait,
and
hit the button.
And then at the bottom.
I want to hit the button.
And then at the bottom.
Hit the button. That's your job.
At the bottom, it says special skills. Special skills might get digged down. References upon request. What the fuck does that even mean? Excuse me, bitch?
I thought there was a
Excuse
Christmas
me? Excuse me? You can't have a fucking license to drive trucks and get dicked out at the same time. It doesn't work that way. No.
Why you bring the Christmas music? Bring that shit down. You absolutely right. All right. You absolutely right.
You can't be a FedEx driver, right? And work for UPS at the same time.
No, you can't.
It doesn't work that way.
No, you can't.
What can Brown do for you and bring a Federal Leave Express to you? What?
I love that.
What the fuck is going on over here?
But why is he drinking?
Hold on.
Why is he drinking? Hold on. Let me know.
I just want to know. You're Amazoning it and you want Etsy? What's going on over here? Excuse me? What?
Oh my god, I love
you. How the fuck do you do this? How the fuck do you do this? How do you Amazon Etsy the same way?
So
how do you work for Wish?
Your topic.
How do you work
this
for Wish when you take 4 weeks to bring shit to my house? But yet you're Amazoning it on Prime every other night with the dick. That shit makes no fucking sense.
Your topic that is indirectly condescending.
It is indirectly condescending.
Yes.
It's like me working at the Apple store. And I have the S22 Ultra in my pocket every day as I'm sending the... Yo, buy the iPhone 14 Pro. It's the best phone ever. I have it myself.
Where's your phone?
I don't know.
Wow. That's like you buying an Apple product.
Don't put me in this. Don't put me in this.
Fuck that.
Action. That's like you having an Apple product.
Action, huh?
And using a Galaxy Samsung charger.
Wow.
What did he say? It doesn't even go in the hole, bro.
Oh, my God.
Lightning cord type C and regular type C are two different things.
I should load the music down a little more.
It might charge it, but it might fuck up later.
So you're saying lesbians should just, when they're lesbian, they should just stay lesbian.
You don't wear Nike sneakers with Adidas sweatpants.
I don't believe that. Stop saying, I think you gotta stop that. I don't believe that. I wear Nikes with anything I want to fucking put on. If I want to put Adidas, I put it on. If I want to put Desi, I put it on. I don't get that. I never get that shit. That's the shit that bothers me so fucking much. There's a lot of sneakerheads that talk about, oh, Dutch, you're not supposed to put Nikes on with Adidas.
I'm having a good time with this.
I don't know about that shit. Oh, I don't believe that shit.
You believe that shit? It's like you using a Darth Vader grilled cheese maker and telling waffles on it. It says grilled cheese.
I don't know. Can you make waffles on it?
Let's make waffles with it.
Can you make waffles on it? I don't know.
Hey, listen. It says easy cleanup, facial limpiada. Okay? Multiple purposes.
So, my thing is this. You're saying, as a lesbian...
It's like my old dog. You're a bulldog or you're a greyhound. One moment you want to dump off the couch. Next moment you want to be grumpy, lazy in the corner. I don't have to figure out. But I'll tell you one thing. My dog is not a lesbian.
How would you know that? She's never been with a boy dog.
She's looked at him and said, how you doing?
Oh, shit. I'm done with your shit. Dan, you got anything to say? I got nothing to say with this topic. He really shut me out this topic, for real. Like,
no, I'm telling you.
He really shut me out. Like, I've never been shut out of a topic till right now. Like, I don't even know what the fuck to say. Like, I got a sister that's a lesbian.
Oh, his grandma died.
And you didn't know that in the commercial, Dan?
No, I'm not.
Really?
In the commercial.
You really watching the commercial and thinking about the fucking grandma, Dan?
Yeah. Oh, I love the commercial.
I'm done with this nigga, too. I got a sister that's a lesbian. Well, many of them. And I don't know how to count no more. They're all lesbian. They just turn lesbians, I guess. I don't know. But
spawn.
They just spawn. But I don't know. But like, my sister has a daughter, but that's just because she was bi at the beginning, and then she turned then she turned gay, I guess. I don't know. But your topic's different. You're saying that she was lesbian first, and then she turned gay. I mean, then she turned bisexual just to have the baby. I don't know. That's probably some lesbians do that. I heard a lot of lesbians that do that. Like, just have sex to have the baby because they don't have the money for that because it's a lot expensive. That artificial thing is very expensive too. So you rather pay. Hold on. You rather pay. Well, let me give a number. Maybe 50,000. No, that's too much. Maybe.
I'm not having. If I'm a partner, it's like
10 G's. 10 G's. 10 G's. Would you pay 10 G's? Let's say you're a girl, Dan, right? And you're a lesbian.
If you're
would you pay 10 G's?
Yes.
Would you pay? Hold on. Would you pay 10 G's to have a baby or get dicked down by a nigga?
Listen,
and you have a baby for free.
I'm gonna drop the bomb of all bombs. Let's just say I'm a guy and I have a partner.
You're not.
And we're both homosexual, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Since
you're
not a guy.
What am I saying? He said he's not a guy. Son, what the fuck's going on?
I found someone that I partner with, and you know we feel like having a kid.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go and say, hey, I'm gonna go fuck this random person.
Oh, some niggas do that.
No,
some gay guys do that.
Find someone,
right? Some gay guys do that.
I'm gonna put it into the cup because I don't want to violate my partner and feel like I'm crossing that line.
But what about your partner says it's okay?
I don't feel like I don't want to do that. I have a moral compass.
But so if you was gay,
I'd rather
you have
be loyal to my partner.
So he's saying if he was gay, he'd have a moral compass.
Flying colors and all. Wave my flag, baby. Wave my flag.
So wait, do you only have to be gay to have a moral compass?
didn't say that.
I thought the same thing. I didn't say that. I was like, so what are you trying to say? If you was gay, you got a Morris complex? Like,
meaning, it's like, why? If your standard is that you're pure about your sexuality, you should always be pure no matter what.
But like, there's people that do that. There's people that have sex with your spouse's have sex. Use your spouse's brother's sperm. People do that.
That's fine.
People do that. You know.
That's fine. Just live.
What if they don't have no brothers?
Just maintain.
You ass out.
Listen, all I know is if you're gonna drive stick, drive stick. If you're gonna drive automatic.
All right. Moving forward, let's get to our Christmas.
Make sure you're shifting gears, people. Shifting gears.
Now we're gonna shift gears. Now we're definitely gonna shift the gears.
Check your mirrors.
Now this goes to the youngest person in our group.
Why me?
Check the driveway.
What is your perfect and best Christmas? Because you're youngest, and then it's him, and then it's me.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean by perfect? What do you mean by perfect Christmas?
Oh wait, what is your idea of Christmas? What will make your Christmas awesome?
Moral compass involvement.
Shut the fuck up. Let him answer his damn question. Well, he's gonna have closed air and
against. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, these people been having it. I've been saying this fucking.
Okay, wait. For context, right? He said this. How many? He's been saying this for weeks.
I said this Monday.
He said it's Thursday.
Well, his mind is weeks.
Thursday. Literally, isn't it right here?
What's today's date? What's today's date?
Today's Saturday. 3 days.
You can't think of 3 days.
Hold on.
He got school. Hold on. He got school. He got school. But the nigga could be in his computer till the 9 or 10 o'clock at night just talking shit all day.
Right, or 1 in the morning laughing at random jokes.
Yeah. 12 p.m. 12 p.m. on Thursday.
Are you buying shit or something? What the fuck are you doing over here?
No, look at that.
12 p.m. on a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
He didn't explain to me.
And then we spoke Friday. Context. And then we spoke Friday.
He didn't explain to me the context. Didn't
we speak Friday?
Yes.
Didn't we speak Friday? I said, make sure you got your fucking damn context ready, nigga.
Yesterday.
All right.
I had no time to think. That's a loaded question. That's a very loaded question.
That's a loaded question.
Tell them to hear yours. Let's hear yours, Link.
My perfect Christmas?
Yes, your best.
Honestly, you did. So I talked about this with my partner not too long ago, and my perfect Christmas is waking up to pajamas. Me and the loved ones. I never done it before.
I never done it in my life.
So I had a dream to wake up pajamas, wake up to the whole downstairs, gifts wrapping for everybody. You know, just even though it's Santa's not real, but it's the old.
What? Sorry, Daddy.
We've been lying for over 16 years. Okay? So,
I forgot about this song. It's a good song. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. So, what else? Keep on going. I like your little Christmas thing you're talking about.
So, I want to drink hot chocolate.
Okay.
Hot cocoa.
We're
going to
drink hot cocoa later on.
You know, I want to have the home. I want my dogs to be dressed up in you know,
okay.
Christmas
like those
stuff,
two right there running around crazy.
I want the elf on the shelf all on the house.
So, you want your house fully decorated as Christmas?
Right, like a full Christmas childhood thing, you know?
Wow.
A Christmas story.
Like a generic kind of Christmas.
Right, I want to feel it Christmas. I want a snow machine.
A snow machine?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want it to be.
Oh, now he got it. Now he got it.
I want it to be snowing outside, cold. Yeah. I want it to be a real cold morning, you know?
That nigga's
is awesome. So, you know, I just feel like I want that experience. And then I want to just have the music playing like this, you know, music playing in the morning.
Yeah,
feel Christmas.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, and I want to make sure that I have a moral compass. And, you know, because I know what team I play for. And, you know, swing for the fences. All right, that's it. That's all
what
I
about say. You, sir? Because you started opening your mouth later on.
So, my first thing I think of was snow. So it's
not Santa. He's not real.
Apparently.
But he's coming today. He's coming today. Santa's going to be here today.
So,
fake Santa.
My
idea. Might be black. I don't know.
Might be black Santa. I can't even tell.
I ain't on North Pole have black people, but anyway.
South Pole.
That's bad racist. Why can't we go South, bro?
You watch Elf?
You ever watch Elf?
South?
You watch Elf?
Never watch Elf?
The movie?
Yeah.
With,
Will Ferrell?
No, never actually watched it.
What? We're going to watch it. We got to watch it.
But.
I still have no compass though.
I was watching it yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching yesterday. But it's snowing outside.
Okay, right? Snowing outside. Got it.
All I really think of is like, because Christmas is not, is for me at least, it's like being with people,
around mostly. Family.
So around family, friends, close ones, basically close ones.
Okay.
And just having a good time, because hanging out, Christmas music playing like this.
Mm-hmm.
The house decorated, fireplace.
Oh, that's white shit. Yeah. He wants a white Christmas. Well, we got a fireplace downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like something like that. Christmas tree up there.
Wow. So everybody got a different one than me, huh? It's my turn?
Oh, I guess so. I guess so. Something like that.
Listen, my life, I've never had a Christmas the way y'all explain it. You know, the way y'all want your Christmas. I never like even experienced that to now, later on in life. But I have never like had that because, like I said, never lived with my parents like that. So I never had a Christmas like that. My perfect Christmas is just to be around fans, and friends and family. You know, mostly I celebrate Christmas a lot due to three people. Him, Link, Danny, and my spouse. You understand me? But really, like, if it was by myself, when I was by myself before, I never celebrate Christmas. I only bought you your gifts and tell your aunt to bring it to you or something like that. And so a perfect Christmas to me is just us listening to Christmas music, what we doing. Hot chocolate, you know. I don't really care about presents like that. And just having a good time with us bugging the fuck out. Like, drinking, if it's eggnog, if it's coquito, if it's liquor, if it's wine, if it's anything. Just all of us together. All of us together. And that's why I would say that's my perfect gift. That's my perfect Christmas, because I would like us just to be together and I'd say have a good time. I don't care about the decorations, the trees, because Christmas to me is really a made-up holiday. You know what I'm saying? It's something for the, you know, I don't really believe
the pagans.
I don't really believe in the whole religious thing.
You gotta open your throat out.
Don't start. I'm talking.
Yo, you know what Christmas comes from, right? Let me help you out, man. You know what I'm saying? It comes from Christ, Mas. Mas is Spanish.
I want to slap him in his forehead.
But guess what, though? Even when you slap me, moral compass is still intact.
Where are you going to
stop? It's never changed.
I can catch the whole head in one hand.
Never. But remember how hard you slap me, guy? My moral compass has always been constant.
So, that's my perfect Christmas. Just being with people and having a good time. So, that's mine. Like today is awesome. Tomorrow's going to be awesome, too, because it's Link's birthday.
Tomorrow, we're going to fuck over the chow.
Yeah, we're going to eat there. Sorry, Dan, you're not riding.
Okay. I'm never invited.
It's a grown man.
It's a grown man.
I'm never invited anymore.
It's really grown man.
This is a lie. You going everywhere was.
What?
Name somewhere he gone was, please.
I don't remember who he went with us.
Exactly. Thank you.
Buffalo Wild Wings was.
Wow.
You're an ungrateful bastard. He's an ungrateful bastard. You gone to the movies was. You gone to wrestling events.
We've done things just for you. Actually.
Yeah, like he's gone with you to fucking Saturdays, see that motherfucker.
See that motherfucker Sunday. That white girl next to me, annoying the fuck out of me. Up and down, jumping.
We gone to wrestling events for you that you didn't want to go to, really.
Kids are 20 years younger than me.
I spent money on WrestleMania for your bitch ass. You understand me? You understand?
That was a strong bitch ass. I felt it.
You felt that bitch ass? He's trying to disrespect us right now. That's what I'm talking about.
Bitch ass. My hair on my chest flared up. I said, oh, shit.
But that's how my best Christmas would be. You understand me?
It's all the loved ones. You know, people, we stress out, you know, money, gifts, giving, who's going where. But at the end of the day, your nucleus is who you need to be with.
Christmas is a capitalist holiday anyway.
Your nucleus, your family, who your loved ones, you know? And sometimes we can't spend time with everybody you want to be with. But as long as you know in your heart and spirit that you're there, that matters.
Spirit again?
I throw it out, baby. Always ready.
Yeah, like, Christmas is a capitalist holiday anyway. Like, the creation of Santa Claus.
I think we overstress it a lot. We give it too much power.
I wish Santa was real in real life. I really do wish
he was real. He'll be here later on today.
Because tell that nigga. Yo, he's going to be here later on today, but I'm talking about, I wish the real thing of Saint Nick will be real, but like I told Danny, it will be wrong because we will all be in the naughty list.
I'm definitely in the naughty list. Yeah. What I just did earlier, I'm fucking fired. Definitely. Banned. I might get some phone calls later. DMs. I might get in trouble.
Well,
what I'm saying?
Listen, watch. I'll wait for this because he did the same thing last time.
It's a moral thing.
No. Morally nice. Santa's whole thing is this. The naughty and nice thing, right? You could say, and to you, you feel like you're being nice, right? But if you want to lie, a white lie or little lie, bullshit lie, it's naughty. That's it. That's the way it works from the naughty and nice.
But even if you lie with a positive reason,
yeah, it's still a lie. Because remember, the cool thing about Saint Nick is he's a saint. So what the saints do, they believe everything is pure and good.
Right.
So even a little,
it's rather
even
if you no cut gray, some, no
even if somebody
area.
Driving and you cut them. Oh shit,
there's no gray area.
There's no gray area.
It's whether you're wrong, yeah,
you're
up, wrong.
You're right. That's
you're
it.
Wrong. Once you violate it, you're wrong.
You're wrong. That's it. And it's for a whole year.
But I did it for. I hear you.
Yeah, be wrong. I don't know this.
I hear you. I don't.
So that's why. It would be good if he would be alive, and then it'd be good if he'd be real, and it's bad if he'd be real. Because then I'd be in the nutties, I would never get shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd never get shit.
Yeah.
Me just cursing right there, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, right there
again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Link, I fucking love Christmas.
Link's thoughts right now fucks him up. You know what I'm saying?
My mind 24/7 fucks me up, bro. I am a walking naughty list.
Fuck that. There's no nice at all.
It's naughty all the way.
Oh, man. So, if y'all don't know, it is brick cold out here in New York. It is cold.
It's so cold, I haven't felt my left hand since I got to Long Island.
But, I mentioned like, the kind of, which one call it, the...
She should be in her room.
The, idea of, like, Santa Claus. Like,
yeah, the idea.
The total creation of Santa Claus, the way we see him, like, with images like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is made by Coca-Cola.
That's Coca-Cola?
The whole thing made by Coca-Cola.
For real?
Yeah. The whole red and white scheme is Coca-Cola colors. They made it for their whole Christmas kind of like.
And this brand. Is why he's Mr. Sap. Mr. I know it.
And that's why we're gonna lose. You're gonna miss him when he goes to college. That talent can't be irreplaceable.
You cannot place this man right here.
Yeah, Wendy's commercial was good. I'm gonna take a sandwich now. Again.
Shut up.
Shout out to Wendy's.
No.
And the chicken mozzarella sandwiches.
No, it's nasty.
No, he enjoyed it.
I hated it.
Shout out to Wendy's with Italian
stuff. You hate yourself then.
I hate that sandwich. Because
you was made over a chicken sandwich.
What?
You was made over a Italian chicken sandwich for Burger King.
I can't do it.
Bang, nigga. I'm ending the year with a bang, nigga. 37 going to 38. You was made of a cheap ass brand, Burger King Italian sandwich. The shit really had cheese in it.
Shout out to Wendy's.
Italian had plenty of sauce, nigga, because she was made. And you're here now. Bang!
Shout out to
I got
Wendy's.
That fully loaded clip like 50 Cent.
Shout out to Wendy's Italian mozzarella cheeseburger.
Drive by again.
Banging.
You gotta come back like, Ricky!
Man, you got nothing to say.
You got all the sudden because you're dead, nigga. You got shot. Nigga, you dead. Nigga, you dead. You dead. You dead. It's okay,
time.
Man. It's okay.
Wow.
That don't work no more.
That don't work no more.
That was pandemic time. And they lost their time. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
man.
It don't work for another, like, what, 3 months?
Yeah. Wow.
That's what happens.
Shots.
And then after that, it will stop working for another, what, 2 weeks?
Probably.
Niggas got a timeline over here.
In between shows, right? In between shows?
Something like that.
He gets in trouble with the show. They block him. He goes back in. Hit the button, bitch! Bitch. Talk to me nice, nigga. Hit my shit. Talk to me nice, nigga.
Talk to me nice.
That's how you talk to me nice. Well, I don't know if Leeds wants to do this, but the NBA has a big schedule tomorrow. Knicks play at 12 against Philly. Then it's the Lakers and Dallas.
It's got a game?
Yeah, man. Okay.
Well,
the Knicks at
12. Oh, yeah. Watch the Knicks. Well, we got dinner at night. You know what I'm saying?
We got dinner at night.
Everybody sent on.
You on the nice list? How many times you lied this year?
For bringing that shit up. You are naughty till next century. Shit.
Remember, porno's bad, too. That's naughty, too, when you watch porno.
Shit, I'm on the porn business. Walking porn status.
He's a walking porn hub. You gave him a gift card. Gave him the Pornhub gift card. All
right. That's right. Put question marks on the amount because I never have enough.
I can't do it. Yo, this nigga.
He said 2 weeks later you get blocked.
You still thinking about that?
That was funny.
Damn,
that shit was hilarious. I can't even get mad. Link. That's worth the write up.
Link, let's talk about...
That's comedy,
let's
bro.
Let's talk about your Christmas, your birthday week. So you went to the Rangers game. How do you
Yo, listen, man. That? Shout out to my boy Rich from work. Big time. We always... Every time...
You're on a naughty list.
So we bet...
Whoa!
My coworker...
You got the list cool, in front of him
Rich
or something?
Dude, who Rich, we always be betting on innocently on Sundays and basketball games. No. So I usually, beat him at bets. Recently, he's been winning. So I stopped betting him. He go, listen, man. I got these tickets... I'm going to the Rangers game. You going with me. Talk to Sheldon Town. Let's go to the hockey game. I thought he was playing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Dude showed up last week. He showed me. He said, listen, you got to get a jersey somehow. We're going to the game.
Yo, I saw your motherfucker ass had a jersey.
So I got one. I got last minute. I was going to get a 3X.
So you Igor. Found a cow to make a fucking jersey.
I found a cow that fits my jersey. I got a 3X Igor. Loved it. Fucking so we monster. Get to the game.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, like, you know, decent seats. I think he's doing one hand. We were sitting in the 116 section, right in the middle of the ice.
That's what's up.
Row 6. I literally had to smell the hockey players' jerseys.
I can tell who you just tied or gained.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
That's how close I was.
What the fuck? That's so, great experience. It was better seats than out seats.
Great experience. But margaritas cost $32 a drink. So
damn, it didn't cost that much. Oh, we went to preseason. That's why.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. People, if you're going to go to the Rangers game or this game.
Damn, he said $32 for a margarita.
Actually, $36. It was $72 for two drinks.
Damn.
I got the first round. That's it.
You better get the first round. You're lucky you even got a round.
I'm a first round kind of guy. You know, pause. I got one round.
I was about to say something. He said pause. I said, okay, I left it alone.
Anyway, great experience. Thank you, Rich. Shout out to you, man. Great birthday, Christmas gift.
How was yesterday?
I love it, man. Yesterday was great. Work was cool. You know, I can't put that in the air, but,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, I don't want my job to fire me.
No, you had a good time.
But they gave me a cake, and they gave me some alcohol to take home.
Okay.
Home.
All right, so your birthday's going good for you.
Yes, it's been a good holiday, good. Christmas, you know.
Good. That's good.
I can't lie. 38, I don't feel it. I do feel it. My back feels it. My legs feel it in the cold, but, you know, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good
time back. It's not bad.
I'm trying to think of any more topics.
I'm very thankful. Very thankful. Thank you, guys.
You got anything?
Thank you for this water. Thank you for this water. It's falling spring. Merry Christmas.
I know there's something.
You got anything else? You look at your notes?
I think it's been enough.
I think it's enough? Yeah, you think it's been enough?
I'll look at some notes right now.
Ding-a-ling.
Don't take all fucking day,
bro. Word up, man. We got to come on. Come on.
Think of something. Yeah.
What the fuck I got to think? I'm going to give you everything. I gave you it all.
You talking about Head to the Foo Fighters?
Nah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. We can't. We're trying to keep it Christmassy. Next episode. We're trying to keep it Christmassy. No, he fucked it up. I know he fucked it up. But it's his birthday, so you can let him go.
No, it's good Christmassy.
The first, three topics. We had one Christmas topic, and that's it.
I mean.
You want more Christmas topics? I don't know what else to say. What would be a good Christmas topic?
What is your favorite Christmas song?
Ooh, I like the burrito song. That's my shit. All Meat, right. Burrito, Sobrano.
Are you guys a fan of the Nutcracker story?
The story or the song?
The story of the Nutcracker.
I don't know what story you're talking about.
The Nutcracker.
The original Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker.
The one with the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker. Are you a fan of it?
Not really. I think it's boring.
Oh, yeah? Well, you guys like Elf on the Shelf?
Not really.
You guys suck.
What's your favorite Christmas show? Christmas song?
That one right there.
The burrito?
That one. Burrito. I'm about to get fired off this podcast by tomorrow.
Why?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you doing?
I always get fired on the podcast.
This nigga quits, you get fired? What's going on?
He leaves in the middle of the show.
Yeah, he leaves. That nigga walked out.
Turns the sound off and shit.
I don't know if you know the story about this song, right? Well, my life. I always thought when I was a kid, this shit was about a burrito. Like a food burrito. Not a fucking donkey. I swear to God, I always thought the burrito was going to Bethlehem.
Burrito, un burro, bro.
Yeah, but I was young, nigga.
He's a sick donkey that he killed.
No, he killed a pony.
It's a pony. Why are you not picking it up?
This is like the third time they bring it up in an episode already. Exactly. Jesus Christ.
I think Russia made a song like that where they talk about the pony and it starts.
They don't have ponies in Russia. We did this topic already 2 weeks ago, right? There's no ponies in Russia. All right, it's too cold for fucking ponies to be running around in Russia.
Too cold in
All I know is there's some song out there in Polish, German, it's some kind of
Poland,
some
too.
Kind of Polish language, European language, dialect, old language, where they talk about Danny killing a pony.
Really?
I guarantee you, if you find shit on the internet all the time, I bet you if you look it up, you'll find a song about dead pony riding.
There's a Poland song that's really dark.
That's probably the dark web. But yeah, I always thought this song was, you know, my wife is the one that said, hey, this is about a donkey.
So it took you 30 years later to realize that?
Yeah. I was fucked up.
So your ass thought this was a fucking
a burrito song.
Taco Bell song?
Yeah, like he was going to take the burrito to meet Jesus.
He thought it's how avocados got founded. That's what he thought.
In Mexico.
He thought some poor old man in an old village in somewhere in Middle Carajo Land, Mexico City, Was one day.
So I'm gonna give you
make a burrito.
I'm gonna give you my top five Christmas songs.
Wait, you think they can send an avocado in the back making burritos for us?
All right, while the song is playing?
No, nigga, it's a fucking donkey that got killed by Danny.
He killed donkey. The ponies. So
say shit.
This is my first song, right? This is my first song. You know what my second song would be? The Alvin and Chipmunks one. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
You never heard Alvin and Chipmunks Christmas song? How it goes? Fuck, I can't remember shit. I was playing it yesterday.
I never heard that song. Shit, I can't remember shit. It's a good song.
Yeah, that one. That's the song. This Christmas time again.
So yeah, that's one. That's my second one. My third one would be Feliz Navidad. I always like Feliz Navidad.
I hate that song.
And then my fourth one would be Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock is my favorite.
And then my fifth one would be Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Okay, wait.
I hate Feliz Navidad.
To pause the Christmas song.
He's gonna find something. I told you he was gonna find something. Didn't I tell you he was gonna find something? You fucked it up right here when you just said he was gonna.
I didn't fuck up anything. My job is to fuck it up.
I found the
that's my job.
North Pole Government Department of Christmas Affairs.
What?
And we have the rehabilitation section, which is, I guess, the closest thing you can find to the rules to nice and naughty. So
break it down.
So
we
basically, excuse for the noise in the background. Basically, what it says right here is that, like, the coaches for, like, the nice list,
yeah,
nice coaches, help you achieve nice and short and long, nice short and long term goals.
Okay.
Personal training to develop nice default behaviors.
Okay.
And find the perfect naughty and nice balance.
Okay,
so I guess
AKA this is the rules that why you'll be naughty or you'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. AKA I'm naughty. So I already know I'm naughty.
If you have a naughty and nice balance, then you'll probably be
more nice.
So you're saying is
because you're more balanced.
So you're saying it's a cheat.
Oh, you gotta be balanced, nigga.
Oh, well,
we know a lot of unbalanced niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely balanced.
I'm balanced. I'm balanced. I'm a Libra. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a little overweight, but not a balancer.
The weight goes shift different ways.
I know how to maintain the paddle.
So what will make him nice or make him naughty, Mr. Espinoza?
Now, Danny Espinoza, you know me personally.
He's bad.
And off, on and off the air. Do you think I would pass off as nice in this according to this bracket?
He said he was naughty already, but let me see.
Is there any loophole? Is there any chance there?
Is there a chance?
Like, are you like Tory Lanez's defense team? Are you going to get me through this?
That was a low blow. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry. Savage, I think you might be naughty.
Because he's a savage. Savage is the most
naughty. Let me look on the list.
Oh, shit, he's going to check the D3.
Right there. Link, naughty.
Why?
Right here. It doesn't say why. It just says right there. Link, naughty.
Oh, he looked at your name and it said...
We have to boomerang this.
can we boomerang? We... Man, you on the naughty list? Damn, you on the naughty list. This nigga Link's on the naughty list.
Hold on.
Can we just check whose name is on the naughty list? Well, maybe you gotta put his real name.
Oh, no, his real name is Knight. Why is your phone, like, bugging out?
Well, it is cracked because we already talked about this right in the beginning.
I dropped it during the Rangers game. The why are you showing? No, just record the name.
Don't record him.
And you're also naughty.
I know that.
Just record me.
Wait, you can't use... Really, Dutch? He's a naughty person. What can I tell you?
Not me. I'm not even dressed for the occasion.
Nobody's dressed.
Right.
I got my boxes on.
Right. I got my balls out on the left side.
You know what I'm saying? Mine's on the right side because it goes more to the right.
Thank you, sir.
It's better? All right. What about your bitch ass?
I'm nice.
You put Danny then and says nice?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
You don't put your real names?
No. Don't use my gun.
Your real name is nice.
Oh, my real name is nice.
My real name is nice?
How do you spell your name, actually?
It's J-A-E-F-F-E-R-I-N.
Hey, what the fuck is going on here?
R before or after the E?
We're definitely going to have to edit that.
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y is fine.
We're definitely going to have to edit that right there. We're going to have to edit that.
Because I am a hooray. You are nice. I'm a king.
You're nice.
Jeff the King. That's what it stands for.
It does not stand for Jeff the King.
That's what it does. My mom said that.
I'm not going to say it. Look it up, motherfucker. You can see yourself.
Jeff Ray.
So.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
So, we see who's naughty and who's nice already. We already see this. Now, my thing is this. Would you still get gifts if you're naughty?
You get coal.
You know what I do with coal, right? It makes diamonds. I don't give a fuck. I make diamonds out of that motherfucker.
Isn't that like a misconception?
I don't know. Is it? You said my whole life I've been lied to?
Yes.
You've been lied to your whole life?
I guess so.
All right, we're rocking around the Christmas tree.
Diamonds aren't an earthbound phenomenon. By the way, the king also points out that some of the nanoscale diamonds that have been found inside Mercury's there is no coal in outer space. So yeah, no, coal cannot be turned into diamonds.
This nigga just said there's no coal in outer space. Did you ask if there was coal in outer space?
Mm-hmm.
So again, tiny diamonds were probably
all right.
So yeah, diamonds don't actually come from coal.
Okay.
You got it.
Does that come from Cole?
They don't
come. So now, your friend, what's your favorite best Christmas? Give me your top five best Christmas songs. You said Jingle Bell Rock is one.
I like the remix version, Jingle Bell Cox.
What are you talking about, Dan? Are you going to play that shit right now, Dan? This is why he's naughty, right? This is why he's in the naughty list? This is why he's in the naughty list?
I don't have a five top songs. I would probably say Jingle Bell Rocks. I like Frank Sinatra's.
Which one? He has three songs.
I forgot the name of it.
He has
I can think the name's on my head.
He has this one.
Frank Sinatra, but I don't have five like that.
You have five. Five is... I got
20. Every time I hear Feliz Navidad, I'm thinking of myself as a blind retard. Shaking my head back and forth.
You can't use that word online.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Let It Snow or Santa Claus is Coming.
Let It Snow. All right. Christmas Coming is like that one, too.
Not Christmas Coming. Santa's Coming.
Somebody's coming.
Jesus Christ. Oh, and I got to put the Mariah Carey song out there. All I Want for Christmas. You got to put that shit.
I remember that right now. I haven't used that in forever. That's my backup. Why is it even there?
I don't know.
Why are you even going there?
I'm on YouTube.
And use your own. Right. Well, I don't know. Access my credentials.
Credentials.
You can't. You don't get CIA clearance overnight. Listen, man. Alpha protocols are limited to upper members of the council.
Now the console's in this shit? Man, I don't even know the console's in this shit.
You know, open those kind of files. You have to put both keys at the same time and turn them.
I want to give another shout out and what would it be called? Belated birthday or something like that?
To my that man.
My man Humble. My bro
my
Humble.
Man from Florida.
He's not from Florida. He lives in Florida.
He's a Florida. They are Floridian, my nigga. Don't get mad unless the podcast. Nah. You're a Floridian,
nah,
nigga.
Nah, so he's a New York nigga.
You're Floridian with Yankee hat on.
He's a New York
anyway,
nigga all the way.
Listen, man. Humble Joker.
Yeah, AKA, man, I haven't heard him call become Humble
AKA
Joker.
AKA Alejandro.
Alejandro.
That nigga sound like a novela gone wrong.
He said, no, Alejandro!
Okay, listen, bro. Support you. Love you, man. I hope you enjoy Christmas.
Capricorn season, nigga.
Capricorn season. Also, shout out to early birthday. Shout out to one of our own members as well. Will. A.K.A. Will Power.
William!
You know what I'm saying?
We love you.
Love you, man. See you tomorrow. You already know what time it is.
And if any of whose birthday we miss, sorry. It's probably like... Who's it?
You missed them. You missed the Queen's birthday.
She don't even listen to the show.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks already, so.
This one?
What?
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care.
Thank you.
Great song. That is the Link Spirit, people. All about stroking and sucking in the cock.
Wait a minute. Wait. What?
You know, that knows.
What is it? What is it?
Like the great magician said, abracadabra. Now you see me. Now you don't.
Now he's John Cena.
Bang, bang.
I don't know what he said.
I'm out.
I don't know what he said.
See you next year.
I guess so, people. Listen, that's the show.
I didn't give you my top five.
All right, give you your top five.
No, give me your top five. All right.
Give your top five.
All right.
Lincoln left the building today. All
right.
He didn't even let me say bye to him.
Okay.
But suck in my cock.
Don't get it, Dan. Just get into it.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Bless you. Yes. Keep the Christmas music going.
I'm trying to play it. I had paused it for that.
For the sucking the cock thing going on.
The Jackson 5 version of
Santa's Coming.
Santa's Coming to Town.
I like that one. That's a good song.
You have to put Mariah Carey on there.
Yeah, all I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. The number one Christmas song in America.
Let It Snow, Frank Sinatra's version.
Oh, I like Let It Snow. But I like Dean Martin's, too.
True. Nah, but I like the Frank Sinatra version. Okay. And then, I'm just looking through the list. Last Christmas?
By who?
Wham.
Oh, Wham's Last Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like This Christmas by Chris Brown. That was a good one, too. I like that one.
I agree.
You're back! Yay!
Well, you know, I forgot my charger.
So, let this last Christmas
play. I'm about to suck my cock.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
Stroke it, guys. I want
to give my shout outs to my people out there. Merry Christmas
it's
to all.
It's my birthday. I'm about to go stroke it.
Wait, why? Why? It's men here. Birthday. It's men here.
I mean, I'm saying I'm on my own private section.
Where's your private section going to be at?
Don't worry about it. Nicole, I'll be in the backyard.
You're going to be frozen right there with your hand on your cock.
Frozen cock, get the cock, get the stuck cock. So it's kind of frozen, so here comes the knot.
Big shout out to everybody out there. That Merry Christmas to all. Hope y'all get y'all what y'all want. Even though Christmas is not about old gifts and stuff like that.
These chips are dead, bro.
And I want to give a shout out to my fam, Humble, Will, Joey, a.k.a. Silent.
A.k.a.
Killer.
Silent, nigga. See you tomorrow, bro. No, I'm saying. All right, for TXX.
My sister Crystal. Texas. My nigga Fire.
Everybody,
everybody,
man.
Mad love
support me. You lick
the team.
Me. You love me.
Wait, what?
Anybody in my lifetime, no matter if you hate me,
Five Boroughs,
all of y'all niggas,
Zeke,
love y'all niggas
Shelly,
too.
Harley, Angie, everybody out there that shows love
shout
to Destiny.
Shout out to my baby. You know who you are, baby.
Oh, that was smooth. That was smooth.
You know what I'm saying?
Smooth.
Shout out to you. Yeah. I know you listening to love.
Is she?
Yeah, she does. She listens. Oh, yeah.
All right.
She might not like the link.
Oh, no.
Well, she likes
the
gist.
Oh, no. Shit.
So, big shout out to everybody that watches, that listens to the show, that buys our gear, that shows us love. Shout out to my
shout out to our two Iceland fans.
Hold on. Shout out to my Uncharted label kids.
Unofficial.
Because I still wait for my paperwork. They want to keep the last name, but they didn't get my paperwork yet. Joelle. And Jen. Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday
to Jen. We love you.
Happy birthday.
You fucking little midget, we're gonna Dora.
We're going to say a complimentary grilled cheesemaker.
I bought it for you, fucker.
I'm regifting it.
You can't regrip a gift, nigga.
I don't want to make just grilled cheeses.
You can make more than just a grilled cheese.
Word up, you fucking
nut. It says grilled cheese on it.
But
you can
do other things.
More.
No, yeah. Okay, I'm going to grill the other side.
Big shout out to everybody out there.
Both sides.
We love you. Thank you so much. Next year, we're going to have a bigger thing. Oh, I don't know if Link knows this, but Jay Light wants to be a host again. I'm going to be a guest again.
No, what about that grand? Look at my show.
So.
What the fuck you about? Thought he died.
He thought we died. You told him.
No, I told him.
He told him that we died. You told him that we
died.
He said that you said. He said that you said we died.
I thought he was one of those ships that be sailing around the world nonstop. For like refugees and shit.
You know who it is. The sea on the streets. The boy with the beat. The man y'all cannot defeat. Merry Christmas. Shut up. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Bless the season. And you know, I got the birthday boy. The king of all savages.
It's your boy, Link, a.k.a. the king of all savages. Even when I'm not doing anything, I'm still the reigning, undefeated champion of the world when it comes to savagery. Because no matter, even when you doubt me, shit. Even when you doubt me, I am that nigga. I am that nigga. N-I-G-G-A.
You know how to spell that.
Woo! Now.
And now we know we got Mr.
It's
Spags.
My birthday. I'm going to talk that shit.
Talking shit.
I deserve the world. And I'm going to get it all when I want it and when I need it. I am that man. I am that nigga. That walking Goliath. God damn it.
How many times are you going to keep on
going? That walking Titan.
And you know we got Mr. Facts. Mr. I Know It All.
Nigga,
Mr.
Even Thanos is scared of me.
Mr.
Snap your fingers on that, nigga.
Mr.
I ain't done
Mr.
that.
Mr. No, sir.
I want to know where it's at. Yo, J Light, if you want that
the
shit.
The E is silent. The Z is silent.
Because
it puts you to sleep, nigga.